escucha lo que tú dices.
Y si dan golpes son de barriga, te pongo a bailar el perrito. Y si dan golpes son de barriga,
que lo que tú dices.
Yo sé que a ti te gusta cuando suena el gata. Yo sé que a ti te gusta cuando suena el gata. Yo sé que a ti te gusta cuando suena el gata. Gata, 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 gata.
Como gente bacana con chupu, con pasa. Y si dan golpes son de barriga, te pongo a bailar el perrito. Y si dan golpes son de barriga,
que lo que tú dices.
Y si dan golpes son de barriga, te pongo a bailar el perrito. Y si dan golpes son de barriga,
que lo que tú dices.
Plata,
desire, this is filthy love, seine Ehre. Und er sah herab auf seinen LJ und sagte: Hey LJ, es werde Licht.
respect you, I think. Yeah. On the plate, you're tasty. Belly intoxicating. I'm a fire starter. Twisted fire starter.
Now. This is really dangerous.
Waking up is hard to do. First, you wake up to your own oppression, to the ways you've been silenced, to the many little stories you carry about why your words are worth less than those who benefit most from the old story. You wake up to the truth that your view of yourself wasn't only constructed by you. It was shaped for a purpose, to keep you small, to keep you silent. Then you wake up to your own anger, to the fierce determination not to obey, not to listen to the stories, not to stay small. But then, one day later on, after you've learned to speak, there is another awakening. You wake up to the fact that your frustration taught you to adapt rather than to rise above. You shape-shifted to be more like them, to work in their hallways of power, to survive in a world that didn't want your voice. You became one of them, to be heard by them. And then your anger wakes up once again, and you have a new determination. This time, you speak with your true voice, whether or not it is heard. You begin to live in the center of your true life, whether or not it is acceptable to them. You risk dismissal and disdain because you are no longer willing to go back to sleep. But then, one day later on, you realize that there is something else going on, and this will require yet another awakening. This will require that you look with more clear eyes and speak with an even more clear voice. You begin to wake up to other people's narrative, other people's oppression, other people's silence. You begin to see that those whose skin is different from yours, whose gender and love are different from yours, are waking up too, and their waking up is asking you to be uncomfortable. Their waking up is asking you to look more clearly and unblinkingly at your own life. And then you begin to wake up to your own privilege, to the ways that you have benefited from their oppression. You begin to wake up to the pain in them, and you begin to hear the cries of the silenced who want to be heard too. This waking up is the hardest, and you want to ignore it, to resist it, to deny what you now see. You want to return to your own narrative, to your own uprising, because in that you can feel victorious and liberated. In that you don't have to face the truth that maybe you, even you, are holding the keys to someone else's chains. But finally, you can deny it no longer. Your awakened eyes see that you are only truly free if they are free too. And so you wake up and you face the hard truth and you feel the hurt when your microaggressions and white fragility are pointed out. And you do the hard work to peer with unwavering eyes on yourself and to see both the shadow and the light and the space in between. And when you are awake, you begin to see it all. You can't look away. And finally, you see that when you are truly awake and truly honest about your place in the world, it is no longer threatening to stand by those who are also waking up. And your anger burns in you, and your fierce determination rises once again, and this time your love is big enough to hold their hurt along with your own. And this time your voice is strong enough to speak their truth along with your own. And this time your courage is deep enough to let them speak a truth that is different from your own.